producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might be lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, links are up in the notes. RobertScottBell.com, cranking it up. Second hour here, 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can leave a message 24-7, even when we're not on the air. We are on the air a lot, though. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And bringing that power to heal back to you where it belongs. Now, this hour, as I got a little animated last hour, Super Don had to calm me down over the Hillary on pot story, as she wanted to go, hey, I'll throw you a pot bone. We'll go Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. And so we'll allow the monopolies to investigate, invest, and then sell it back to you, perhaps as a GMO product. And Super Don, I don't know why you had to calm me down. I wasn't that off the handle, was I? I mean, I didn't cuss too bad.
You know, listen, I'm all about trying to keep things in perspective. And so we are the checks and balances of the show with each other, or the, like the yin and yang of perspective.
Sure thing, Grandpa. Thanks a lot.
Grandpa? I am a grandpa,
You are a grandpa, so that's not even derogatory. It's like, no, you're young grandpa.
That's right.
Yeah, near the ocean. I'm still waiting for your ocean pictures now that you're down here.
Well, you know what? Listen, yesterday I was about to get one, and I literally got chased off the grounds by a security guard. Yesterday.
I told you not to wear that cannabis T-shirt.
Well, around here you wouldn't think it would be a problem.
Should be a problem.
Later today, I'm going to be looking up to see when the low tide is, because my favorite time out on the beach is during a low tide, because I'm a beachcomber.
You can see all the shells that suddenly appear.
And you know what? It's so cool. I did get to go a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to be in a different part of the country, you know, a whole different ocean, you know, the whole deal, and see the different, you know, plant life and the different types of shells. There's shells out here I've never seen before. It's really, really cool.
It's a big planet, even though some say it's a small planet.
It is. So next one will have to be the East Coast, because I have not checked out the East Coast yet.
You're close enough. I don't think you're going to see a radical shift between Gulf and East Coast.
You don't think so?
Still, no, but at the same time, who would I dissuade you to come on to the East Coast, too? So why not?
Got to do it.
Yeah, just swim to Cambodia. No, swim to Tampa. You can go right across to Tampa.
That's a long swim. Okay.
Yeah, but I meet you at Abby's. Right? We have a good organic meal there.
All right.
Yes. Hey, thanks to Op-Ed for scrambling to get those notes up, man. He's working hard on so many levels and layers. RobertScottBell.com is where it's at. Tell your friends. Say thanks. And if you actually, let's say, put a link to the Robert Scott Bell Show on your website, we'll actually give you a shout-out as a thank you. Right? You're our best marketers. We're not marketing ourselves. We just put the word out there, and you know, we're not bullies. Oh, you have to listen to this show, right? We just want to get the word out. If you're excited about what we do here, we love it when you pump it out there. And so if you do that, let us know, and we will pump it out to the rest of the world as a thank you. In fact, I think Steve sent something in, but it's like a website called about.me. If that makes sense, about.me. Have you heard about it? I guess maybe it's a
.me? Yeah.
About.me, yeah. And so he's got a website on the about.me called SITAI Fund. I don't understand what that is. It's not easy. SIT AI Fund. I don't know what that is. Anyway, He actually put a link to us on there as well. So, Steve, we appreciate that. And about.me.cedaiphone. I just don't know what that is, Steve, but maybe you'll let me know. But he links us. So thank you. Thank you for that. What else we got? Links to, of course, our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty go as much as we can make it go, because we don't have $1 million from Coca-Cola. Not that we'd take it, but the consideration would be nice. that would be a funny story.
At least we could return it, right?
Right,
give
right.
Us the opportunity to return it. Come
make
on.
News. Renegade Homeopath Radio Show says no to $1 million from Coca-Cola. Yeah, that'd be good. Good publicity. All right, we'll do it. We rejected it. Just so you know, it's like they claimed that Ben Carson, refused entry into I don't know, one of the military academies, Naval Academy. I'm not sure which one. But it turns out that, you know, a lot of that wasn't true. They were trying to just smear him. And so they make stuff up and then shoot it down. It's like creating a straw man as such. So we can create our own straw man. Robert Scott Bell Show refuses $1 million from Coca-Cola.
There you go.
Now, FDA in the news, the Fear and Death Administration. We should, you know what, this is stall for a moment here, because this could be worthwhile to bring in another theme song. I didn't think about it before the show, Super Don, more FDA stuff. You know, I wanted to get Michael Bednarik on the show today, and I'm not giving up totally, right? Because Michael Bednarik, of course, our good friend, he's the author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. And he is the guy who, you know, famously said after being nominated by the Libertarian Party to run for president in 2004, their candidate, when I asked him, what do you think about all these vaccine mandates coming through the pike because of the fear of bioterror, right? And he says, without blinking, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, a lot of people were outraged by that statement. But once you recognize the danger of the vaccines and the potential for ending your life or the life of your children, is it a bombastic statement without basis? Or is there some legitimacy to say, hey, look, that could be assault with a potentially deadly weapon because people, kids, have died. You can't argue that kids have died from vaccines. So what do we do? You know, Michael called me this morning, and, man, he sounds so good. He's got energy. He taught his Constitution class yesterday. And if you know behind the scenes the kind of work we're doing with him to keep him going, because he's been through a lot since that massive heart attack on the steps of the Capitol up in Wisconsin a few years back.
Right.
He's got more lives than a cat. And so I called him. I tried to reach out to him at the top of the hour. He says, I don't know if we can do it today. My battery's dying. You know, he's talking about his cell phone. I'm like, you can't kill Michael Bednarik, but you can kill his cell phone. He might not be able to come on the show today. So we'll see. We'll see. I got a new theme song for him. We might just play in his absence, even if he can't make it on the show today. But all the best to Michael Bednarik, our good friend, you know, a real lover of liberty, stands up and speaks out. And I want more of you to do the same. Speak out. Not a time to be silent. But it is time, perhaps, for the FDA team. I'm not sure, but it could be, maybe.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Oh, yes, my friends. We're all safe. The FDA team has struck again. They're using the web. They're like, FDA 2.0. Use the web. What are we going to do? We're going to spotlight products that fraudulently are marketed for serious diseases. Now, the FDA has the ability to accuse you of a crime and convict you without a jury trial. You're presumed guilty right from the get-go. Which is not an American ideal. There's no jurisprudence there. This is the bureaucratic oligarchy that Jonathan E. Moore talks about. This is preemption. This means you can't say that because we say you're guilty of saying it and we don't believe it's true. We don't agree with the statement. It doesn't fall in line with our protection racket, protecting Big Pharma. So we're going to say what you're doing is illegal, even if we don't have to prove it in a court of law. Normally, if a company receives a warning letter from the FDA, it has, 30 days to make a correction. And if it doesn't, they're saying we're going to put you on a list. we're going to put you on a list. After 30 days from the date of this letter, if your websites, labeling, or other promotional materials for the product listed above, whatever that might be, continue to recommend or suggest the use of your products to treat, cure, mitigate, or prevent diseases, your firm and these products will be listed on the FDA webpage for products illegally marketed for serious diseases. Now I'm thinking, I'm going to go to that website and see the products I probably want to buy because they'll probably work. Now, I'm not saying that they will. I know that's an overarching statement because it's not that there hasn't ever been a bogus cure claimed that the FDA has gone after. But in many cases, to have the FDA be the arbiter for what's a appropriate claim, it's a fox guarding the henhouse scenario because they're protecting those that they regulate most heavily, ironically, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The bulk of their money comes from that industry, and those who want to make big money once they leave the federal agency and work for Big Pharma know that the best way to do that is to be extra nice to them and to protect their monopoly marketplace. So what happens here is that the FDA basically becomes the censorship wing, along with the FTC, which has even more teeth, of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Because if you have a supplement that can actually cure, prevent, mitigate, treat, reverse a disease, you can't claim it. And if you dare even hint at it, and they find you, they will find you, as I've said so many years, within 24 hours, where it took them 10 years to find Osama bin Laden. At least that was their claim. So the FDA team, not working for you, but working for Big Pharma, and they want to shame companies that are actually having the audacity to maybe link the use of the products that they have in the natural world to better health in a way unapproved by our overlords at the Fear and Death Administration. Am I making any sense here, Super Don?
Well, I love this. The FDA blog, they come out with some good stuff. And one point they make here, which is very important to remember, is that as they say, notably, the warning letters don't use the term fraud. The ones that they send out, they don't have the word fraud, or they don't address any lack of substantiation, yet they are putting this information up on this web page that they've created for companies that are fraudulently, I mean, they use the word, capital F, fraudulently marketing for serious diseases. These warning letters aren't saying anything about fraud. So there's a lot of, you know, come on. It's just, it's the FDA. What do you expect?
They're going to smear you for doing or hinting that you could do something that they say only the domain of Big Pharma can do.
It's
that
fraud. Is the cure. Fraud, cure release. I tell you.
The fraud. Yeah, FDA now stands for the Fraud and Death Administration. How's that? How's that, FDA? Take that. When we come back, it's not food that makes you fat, but food words that make you fat. We'll find out what they are after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Real quick, before we get into the food words that make you fat, Super Don, the FDA going after or listing, like they're blacklisting or shaming them. You know, it's like the scarlet letter.
Public
we'll show
shaming.
You, right?
Yes.
Public shaming. Let's see, active herb. What do they have? It sounds like they have Chinese medicine, right? Different things. One of their products called Hypertensure, right? Or Liver Fire Clear. Interesting names that you can tell. Okay, hypertension is probably for high blood pressure, right? But they're not making the claim for high blood pressure, but the name is indicative of it, right? They're not allowed to even use names that hint at uses.
Well, I don't know. It's just, I'm looking over this list here, and there's all of this legal mumbo jumbo in here. It's like they're putting these people on display, yet there's just disclaimers everywhere here. Like, the uses related to these products are not necessarily being promoted by the manufacturers of the product. So they're not going after the manufacturer of the product. They're not even going after the product itself. Mm. They're going after the website that apparently is they're making claims about the product. It's not the products they're having a problem with.
Right. So why can't they shut them down if they think that they're doing illegal stuff, right? Why are they doing this? Shaming. It's kind of weird. The other one is asthma relief formula, alternative against carcinogen, hypertension plus, kidney gallbladder stones dissolver. Listen, I mean, people need these options. I'm telling you. The modern medical options right now, the allopathic ones, are killing you. So why not? This is a good move to put this stuff out there in ways that people understand.
It's almost advertising. We get like, oh, that's where I can get that. Okay.
I think so. Thank you, FDA. You've told us where we can get some formulas to do stuff we're not supposed to know. So, backfires on them. All right, nice. To food. Food and, of course, fat. Fat doesn't cause you to be fat, but it looks like food words are now the new cause of obesity, right? We can't have you say certain words because people will just get fat thinking about them.
No.
This is published in Obesity Week. oh, my gosh. This is not
a joke. I chuckled all morning after I read this.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the words you can't use? Chocolate spread. Chicken wings. Oh, just get fat thinking of chicken wings.
Right? Here's the part that I can't get over. Help me out here. I'm not trying to be offensive by laughing about this. I realize that there are people that have, you know, eating addiction, food addiction, or they have, you know, weight problems and things like that. Now, I'm not skinny by any stretch of the imagination. But what they did, apparently, is they did this study, and they took a number of people who they consider, anyway, to be obese. Now, we don't know how, quote, obese these people are, but they had 17 obese people and 12, quote, normal weight people. Again, what's normal? What's obese? It's up to all kinds of different interpretation, right?
Sure.
So they put all these people in this room, and they go in there, and they brought some words with them, and they tested these people to see how they reacted and how their brain reacted when they said certain words. Now, listen, you walk into a room with people who like to eat, okay? And they're sitting around a table, and you walk in there, and you go, hey, guys. Chicken wings. What do you think people are going to do? These people like to eat food. I like food. I like chicken wings. What do you think my brain's going to do? I want chicken wings. You just said chicken wings. You know?
Hey, donuts on this table. Dive in.
Listen, okay. Now, if you walked into that same room and you looked at everybody and you said, lima beans. No, they're probably not going to have the same reaction as chicken wings. It kind of rhymes, but it's not the same.
So skinny people, right? People who are skinny. If you say lima beans to them, they can be offended. It's like, you're going to make me skinnier, right? I'm going to shrink away to nothing. You need to say donuts around me more often.
I just don't understand this. I mean, are there some people that might be triggered by certain, you know, suggestions or
even
images?
Better, Super Don, say it, you know, with a sexy accent. Say it with a sexy accent, like, you know, donut, James Bond's donut, like that, right?
Yes, instead of James, bonbon, James bonbon.
Right, or wings, chicken wings, right? then you might do other things to the food rather than eat it. I don't know.
Well,
it could be strange.
Okay, so the study, what it did is it apparently provided some additional insight into how particular obesity-associated genetic variants, yes, I did say that, may be working by increasing appetite and food take because they went in and used, and they said chicken wings.
Right.
It made people want to eat chicken wings.
Listen,
did we need to study this?
Bait your hook with the balloon, but don't pop the balloon. Throw it down the throat, inflate it, then pull the string out, and then they'll have no room for the chicken wings. Right? We covered that story last week. Really bizarre ideas to reverse obesity. It's better than surgery, I guess, but listen, hypoglycemia is real. Get some GTF chromium in you now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape. Not in the mood like you used to be?
Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Isn't that awesome? That's like I told you I wanted a new theme song for Michael Badnarik, right? And
there you
know, I just find it very funny because we used to play Bad to the Bone, right? Because Badnarik is bad to the bone,
right?
And I tell you what, this guy has more lives than a cat, and you love him dearly. Just a great friend, someone you want, you know, with you, especially in the trenches, because this guy doesn't back down on issues of liberty. And, you know, I talked to him today. He's like, yeah, come on the radio. It'd be great to hear your voice again. He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I contact him at the top of the hour. He's like, sorry, I can't do it. My battery's dead. His phone died. I'm like, really?
He's tougher than his phone.
Way tougher than his phone. So I am looking forward to here. And for all of you who know and love Michael Bednarik, you know, this guy is the Liberty guy, the guy that's, you know, lighting the fires as he's always been of Liberty, rekindling the fire. And like I said, if you knew what he has been through just to be here, to be alive at this point in time, you go, man, this guy just is tough as nails, and he is. So whether we hear from him or not, I wanted you to hear that theme song for Michael, but we'll play for him next time. If he still pops in, if his battery comes back to life, awesome. But I'm not going to count on it today, but I just want to let you know. And if you haven't gotten his book, Good to Be King, go to constitutionalscholar.org, I think. We'll have to see if that's right. I can't even remember at this moment. But, oh, my goodness, just great stuff. And, it's, you know, some people are so tough that you like Rasputin. Remember they tried to poison him to death with, I think, arsenic or something, and it didn't work because his liver was so strong. The FDA would not have liked him, but they ended up having to shoot him, you know, and even then it was barely, you know.
So. Why won't you die?
Right, and when it comes to Bednarik, you're not going to get a shot off. He's way too good. So here we go into the next segment here, robertscottbell.com. Thanks to all of those radio stations that carry our show each and every week. Of course, you have five additional days of the week you have an option on. If not, you will hear them streaming live through GCN, our syndicator, and many other ways to hear it, including across the pond eventually at UKHealthRadio.com and the new talk network. So, heart disease deaths declining. Wait, okay, this is an interesting headline. This is on HealthFinder.gov. Heart disease deaths declining among those with rheumatoid arthritis, according to a study. I read this headline and I was like, this is a bit confusing. Well, you know, I didn't know there were massive deaths from heart disease, although it doesn't surprise me totally, from rheumatoid arthritis or somebody who has it. But that they're declining is interesting. And then I go to the subheading, and I'm really not confused, but confused, right? These patients are twice as likely as the average person to develop heart disease. And I thought, okay, now it's making sense. So there are loads of people dying or developing heart disease or dying from it who also have RA, rheumatoid arthritis. But the headline says, well, at least those deaths are declining. But, oh, man, what is the real issue here? What are they trying to communicate? Or what would the question be, Super Don, if you're looking at this headline? Then maybe I can clear up some of the confusion.
Well, I want to know, what's the relationship between rheumatoid arthritis and heart disease?
Okay. All right. No, that's a fair
question.
Why
would they be twice as likely to get heart disease?
Okay. So let's look. Let's not look at the treatment for rheumatoid arthritis right now. Let's just start with that. Why would someone who has RA be twice as likely to develop heart disease? Now, one of the few places in broadcast media that acknowledges and understands this the way I'm about to relate it to you. So it won't be so new for all of our longtime listeners. But if you're new to the show, you'll recognize that we track diseases back the pathways all the way to origin point. And then we follow them back out to manifestation of the disease point. So we understand them better. We don't look at the RA as a, wow, RA, rheumatoid arthritis, that's horrible. And it's a methotrexate deficiency disease, right? You lack certain forms of chemotherapy. We're going to put that in your system. Any more than we look at heart disease as evidence of a lack of statin drugs, a statin drug deficiency. But what's common to both is inflammation, without a doubt. And I know that's not so unique or new. But what we will say is that the source of the inflammation may also be the same. And it manifests in everybody a little bit differently. But in certain body types, it'll manifest in both ways. What are those ways? We've talked about people who are vulnerable for musculoskeletal inflammation, arthritic conditions, whether it be a bursitis, a gout, a rheumatism that's more generic overall, a tennis elbow, a carpal tunnel syndrome scenario. These are all evidences of inflammatory cascades within the skeletal system, usually met with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs at first, or maybe higher-level prescription painkillers or anti-inflammatories later. Now, all of those drugs will simultaneously damage the liver, much less the GI tract, and create additional inflammation. Additional toxic burden, additional lack of elimination of those things will increase the burden of the body to have to deal with inflammation in other areas, not just the skeletal system. So as the liver gets more congested and backlogged, guess what? Other symptoms are going to be impaired and affected. And one of those systems is the circulatory system, the circulation of the blood. Now, the inflammatory compounds that the body was kind of tending to throw into the skeletal system, that's where your vulnerability was. Now you find it's overwhelming that system, and it's overwhelming the liver because of the drug you likely took for the initial phases of rheumatism, arthritis, diseases, and inflammation and pain has now caused the cascade to spread into the circulatory system. It's sort of like RA metastasized. Not exactly right, but it is just the manifestation of inflammation in the vascular system, which is what we call heart disease. Now, they blame it on cholesterol because cholesterol patches to help the repair process of these inflammatory injuries of the vascular system. And cholesterol is life-saving. I said it so many times over the years. Without cholesterol, you wouldn't live long enough to have a heart attack. Cholesterol is not there to kill you. It's not there to annoy you. It's there to protect you. But when they further damage the liver, they further cascade inflammatory compounds that are not leaving the body, and you increase the risk, not decrease the risk, for all sorts of inflammatory diseases that could end up taking your life away from you. So what is the article about? Patients who have RA are twice as likely to develop heart disease. But the headline says, well, there's a decline of deaths among those with rheumatoid arthritis, the heart disease caused deaths. Now, why could that be? Well, because the more and more powerful anti-inflammatory drugs that are being prescribed to these patients mean that there is some temporary reduction in those inflammatory cascades within the cardiovascular system. But you're only biding time until your whole cell, immune system, and everything else is shut down completely. And then you have no defense. And then, of course, those, let's say, terminal aspects of these diseases will rear their ugly heads again. So this is a temporary decline in deaths, in my opinion, with an eventual rise, because you can only poison a person so much before all systems will eventually give out. And cancer will likely be the manifestation next. So you survive the heart disease scenario, but cancer comes on because they've absolutely destroyed and suppressed your immune system before, well, to the point where it doesn't function at all. Now, Superdon, I got to ask you, because you asked the good question. Did what I say confuse you more, or does it kind of make a pathway sense somehow?
Nah, you connected the dots, which you don't see anywhere else. You don't hear this stuff anywhere else, you know? I mean, it's just you have rheumatoid arthritis. You need to take this drug that will probably give you cancer and make you die. But you're, this is just what you do, which makes so much sense. And I've heard it before. And as you said, the longtime listeners of the show, we've all heard this before. But it's interesting. Why isn't there somebody else out there, that's part of this media conglomerate here that's writing these articles that can connect those dots? I mean, why can't there be somebody out there that can say what you just said and put it on black and white and stick it out there on AP or UPI?
Yeah, but it would destroy the Western allopathic paradigm, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. That's right. They're all funded by the people that would have a cow and explode if they did that.
Right. But, I had a question at my lecture at Vitality Bistro yesterday about RA, and it is the same scenario. There were people dealing with autoimmune disease. I think someone was talking about Hashimoto's, which
is
thyroid.
It's not that uncommon. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, it's so popular enough that they say they can put these commercials out there for these drugs with horrendous side effects and get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I just lay it out and I say, listen, you either believe your immune system has gone crazy and you put it in a straitjacket or destroy it with chemo, right? That's what they do with RA. Or you believe that God didn't make a mistake by giving us an immune system and it does know the difference between right and wrong. It just is that your cells have been so corrupted due to toxicity and deficiency that they no longer resemble your cells. And your immune system knows that and said, that's not me anymore. That's not you anymore. That's not self anymore.
I think you're just unlucky. That's all.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's a matter of luck. And as long as they can get you to believe it's a matter of luck, then you'll just be hopefully lucky on the next drug that they give you won't kill you. It's not a matter of luck, folks. This is a matter of cause and effect. They just don't acknowledge it, even if they know it, because if they did, they would be out of business. Now, on to the business of investigating drug pricing. U.S. federal agencies are investigating Merck and Eli Lilly because, oh my gosh, outrageous. Like Shkreli. Is that guy's name, Shkreli? We keep picking on him.
Yeah, you got it right this time.
Yeah, he, you know, raised the price of that sepsis drug by 15,000 million percent, and everybody went gets crazy over it. And I'm like, hooray, now maybe somebody will look at holistic medicine and silver to eradicate blood poisoning sepsis infections. But no, we can't have that discussion. We got to now attack Merck and Eli Lilly, who I'm no fan of, you know that. But come on, get real, Hillary, and get real, Bernie. You're arguing for price controls within a monopoly. How do you expect pricing to come down when there is no competition? Oh, I know. We'll just mandate it. We'll take it over. The state will then just run Big Pharma as a socialized system like Bernie wants. And then we'll just tell you how much it should cost, as if they know. Again, I'm not a big fan of drugs and drug pricing. And the fact that they spend so much on direct-to-consumer advertising with their profits, how much of it is really being put back into investigations? And those investigations, how many of them are holistically inclined? Oh, no, they can't be. They're investigations to say, how can we find new ways to use our patented pharmaceuticals, or how can we develop new ones to poison the population in a medical monopoly? Just stop it already. Stop complaining about pricing within a monopoly. I'm just saying, it's not doing you any favors. It doesn't make you look smart, Hillary, Bernie, or anybody else. When we come back, new toys in the Toy Hall of Fame, including some that should be for adults only. Yeah, after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I'd like to thank Gandhi for being anti-vaccination so staunchly for 90 years on now. Was he on the show today?
Are you accepting like an Oscar nomination right now?
Right.
I'd like to thank Gandhi.
A lot of times in the last segment, if I don't remember to do it, I like to thank like our guests, right? I'd like to thank Michael Bagnarik in absentia. Couldn't make it because his phone died. He didn't, thank God, but his phone did. But he's not dead, no. And Gandhi is dead, unfortunately, but he was staunchly anti-vaccination. And, yep, you can read about it. Link it up. We have the false flag warning. You know, this is what they did with the Merck Disney measles outbreak. And we're looking forward to the next one because they are going to try to bring it out. We don't know if it's going to be a Disney World thing in Florida, but they desperately, desperately need to make vaccines mandatory everywhere. So with that intensity, we're going to end the show today. Of course, we'll crank it up tomorrow with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Bittar, but we'll end the show today talking about toys. Now, hold on, kids. It's not all for you, right? But the Toy Hall of Fame has just announced new inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame. And they include the puppet. The puppet. Just not any, was it any puppet or all puppets?
Yes.
Which puppet?
No, puppets, puppet of all forms, yes.
Puppet including the U.S. presidents?
That's a special kind of puppet.
Special, I'm sure the U.S. presidents were inducted as puppets too. One of the lists is the Super Soaker. Super Soaker. You remember the Super Soaker?
I do. I think that was a little bit like
after our time.
After our time, yeah.
We had little watered guns, but they were like little handheld, you know,
right.
Spring-loaded.
You know, the guns we had actually were closer to real guns.
Yeah, they looked right. Like real guns.
They actually shot projectiles. Yeah.
Today you'd be shot for carrying them, as they do. There's such a paranoia about it. Let's see. Some that didn't make the cut. American Girl doll. Battleship didn't make the cut.
Not yet.
Jenga didn't make it in. The Scooter, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, bummer, dude. The Spinning Top and Wiffle Ball didn't make it. But guess what did make it? Was this by Parker Brothers? Milton Bradley. Oh, it's Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley, yes.
Give a listen if you can remember this commercial so you'll know what made it in.
There's excitement going round. There's a party going down.
Twister. Your feet and hands go down, but you gotta stay up. Twister, the hottest came around.
Now, I don't know if they meant to initially, but Twister became a game not for kids. Somewhere along the way, it was like, no.
Let me ask you, did you ever play Twister?
As a kid, yeah. We had it. Okay. You twisted, you put your right hand on the red thing, and you know, you fall down. You know,
now, what age were you when you played Twister?
Gosh, probably 10, 9, 8, I don't know. It was like really young. Really young.
Early, kind of maybe preteen, right?
Preteen, too. Yeah, that's most likely, yeah.
Do you ever remember, and if anybody says no to this, they're lying, okay, because it was inevitable. Did you ever find yourself sometimes in, like, some kind of awkward situation when you were playing Twister, especially with girls?
Well, something's going in the face shouldn't be in the face, right?
Exactly.
But when I played, I was too young. It was like we were more in innocent days, but I'm telling you, adults.
But it still was weird. I mean, you were afraid like somebody was going to pass gas or something while you were playing.
Right,
right?
And that was part of the fun of the game. It's like it was always about awkward. It was like, it was before we knew anything about yoga poses, so nobody could ever really do well at it. But it was just fun. It was awkward and weird. But never mind, the adults took a hold of this game called Twister. And I don't think this version made it into the Toy Hall of Fame, but give a listen to the commercial for it.
We tried to talk to girls. We'll give our game a whirl. Twister.
Oh no.
You don't have to flirt. You can look down the shirt. Twister.
Oh.
Twister, the only game that makes it socially acceptable to rub up against your female friends. Spin, stretch, laugh, and pretend to care who wins while you contort into vaguely sexual positions, accidentally raising your friend's most intimate body parts. Twister from Milton Grattis. Not for use at all male or family gatherings.
What did they say at the last one, Twister?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Twister like hot butter? I just didn't get what they said there.
I love not for use with family parties or with all males. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So now you're discriminating. Well, that's it, folks. Another silly show. Bringing the power to heal back to you. A little bit of laughter, too. We have to do that because it can be intense. Once again, thanks to Mahatma Gandhi for being on the show. In extension. And Michael Bednarik. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with more advanced medicine, Dr. Bittar, and a whole wonderful week of healing broadcasting. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty is right here, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.